worship him. Come and worship him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He's forever worshiped. He's forever lifted high. For the feet he died.
Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith prayer conference call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Dr. Tell Me Something Good, B. Hill. We are currently in the Lenten season and this year Beloved Ministries is on a 40-day journey focused on obedience. During this time, we are dedicating ourselves to prayer, meditation, and studying God's word to follow his command. Our base scripture is John 14:15 from the NLT, "If you love me, obey my commandments." Today is day 29 of our journey, and our scripture is Deuteronomy 30:16. From the NIV, which reads, "For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you would live and increase, and the Lord your God would bless you in the land you are entering to possess." When we look at Deuteronomy 30:16, the content is really important. Moses is addressing the Israelites just before they enter the promised land. He is laying out his choice. They can walk in obedience to God, which leads to life and blessings, or they can turn away, which leads to destruction. For us today, the same principle applies, just in a slightly different way. We may not be standing at the edge of a promised land physically, but we do face daily challenges. Whether we seek God's ways in our decisions, our relationships, or how we treat others. And when we do that, we stay connected to God's presence and his blessing. So the call for us is really about choosing each day to walk in love, obedience, and trust in him, knowing that that is where true life and peace comes from. Let's go to the throne of God in prayer. We lift up our eyes into the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, meditating on Deuteronomy 30:16, where you command us to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him and keep his commands, decrees, and laws, and that we will live and increase. And that you will bless us. We hold these words closely today, asking you to guide us in a balance of obedience and faithfulness that we may experience the fullness of your blessing. Father, we acknowledge that obedience is not always easy. There are times when our flesh resists, when distractions pull us away, and when our own desires compete with your calling. Yet, Lord, you set before us a path of life, the path marked by walking in step with you. Teach us how to trust you fully so that we can love you with all our heart, soul, and strength, and so that obedience become a natural outflow of our love for you. We praise you, God, because you are faithful even when we fall short. You do not leave us in our disobedience, but draw us back, calling us to repent, to turn our hearts towards you once more. We stand on a promise that when we return, you restore us. And so we ask, Lord, give us a steadfast spirit, a heart that delights in obedience, and a trust that never falters, even when we cannot see the outcome. Father, in the world, there are so often prioritized independence and self-sufficiency. We confess that sometimes we rely on our own strength. Yet, Lord, your call is one of surrender. Surrender to your guidance, surrender to your wisdom, surrender to your timing. Teach us how to walk in faith, knowing that even when we cannot see the full picture, you are at work crafting good in us and through us. Help us to trust your faithfulness every step of the way. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful promise you give us in this scripture, a promise of life, of increase, of blessing. We recognize that this is not a shallow prosperity, but a deep spiritual abundance that flows from our intimacy with you. As we walk in obedience, help us never to lose sight of the richness of knowing you. May our faithfulness be a fragrant offering, and may our obedience be a testimony to the world around us, that they may see the hope we have in you. We pray, Lord, that this balance of obedience and faithfulness will shape our daily choices. Whether in the small moments or the grand decisions, let us lean on you. Help us to see obedience not as a burden, but a path to freedom. Freedom from fear, from aimlessness, from fruitlessness. In every act of trust, may we be reminded that you, Lord, are the source of our strength and the object of our hope. We ask, Father, that you would bless us with perseverance. When the road seems long, when the blessings feel far off, help us to keep walking, keep trusting, and keep obeying. Let each step be a testimony that we are your people, the people who walk not by sight but by faith. May we never forget that you are with us, that you guide us, and that your love never fails. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word, and thank you that it leads us not into stagnation but into a deeper life. May we as your children rise up in obedience, anchored in faithfulness, and let our lives be a reflection of your grace. Lord, as we seek to love you, to walk in your ways, and to keep your commands, we pray that every area of our life will glorify you, whether in our relationships, our work, and our rest, in every interaction, may we be marked by a steadfast commitment to you. Help us not just to seek the blessings, but to seek the blesser, to treasure you above all else. Father, we lift up those who are sick, those who are hurting, and those who are facing trials. We ask that you would be their healer and comforter, providing for their needs. Lord, help us to learn the value of stillness in the silence and waiting. Teach us to be still before you and know that you are God. We come before you lifting Siobhan and Ann Shirley, who are both preparing for medical procedures this morning. Lord, you see every detail, every concern, and every fear. Your word declares in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you." So we ask that your peace would settle over them right now. Guide the hands of every doctor, nurse, and specialist involved. Let wisdom, precision, and compassion flow through them. Surround Siobhan and Ann Shirley with your presence, calming their anxious thoughts and replacing them with trust in you. Father, we ask for successful outcomes, steady recovery, and renewed strength. Let your healing power rest upon their bodies, bringing restoration and wholeness. We place them safely in your care, believing you are both our healer and our keeper. Lord, we've come before you lifting up Demetrius and the loss of his father, Eddie, which is Dred D's uncle. You see their pain, their emptiness, and every tear they've cried. Your word says in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." So draw near to them now, Lord. Wrap them in your comfort and peace that surpasses understanding. In the quiet moments and the overwhelming waves of sorrow, remind them that they are not alone. Be their strength when they feel weak and their hope when the days feel heavy. Lord, surround them with your love and with people who will support and uplift them. Let your presence bring healing to their hearts and rest to their souls. We trust you to carry them through this season. Father God, we come before you praying for Michelle's son and for all our sons and daughters. with every unspoken need, every hidden burden, and every silent cry. Your word reminds us in Romans 8:26 that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit prays for us, groan with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Lord, move into places we cannot explain. Meet needs we cannot name. Bring peace where there is confusion, healing where there is pain, and provision where there is lack. We trust you with what we understand and what we do not. Have your way in every situation, seen and unseen. Lord God, we thank you for being our constant protector and guide as we lift up Brenda as she travels this week. As she sets on her journey, we place every mile into your hands. Your word says in Psalm 121:8, the Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. So we trust you to watch over every direction, every road, and every moment that Brenda takes. Surround her and all those who are traveling with your angels. Keep them alert and at peace, and bring them safely to their destinations and back home without harm or trouble. Father, we also lift up those who are struggling to walk in obedience, who feel weighted down by the circumstances, or who feel that they have strayed too far. Lord, you are God of mercy. You are God of second chances. Draw them back to yourself. Let them know that your arms are wide and open, that your grace is sufficient, and that you have not forgotten them. May we as a community walk alongside with one another, encouraging each other, holding each other accountable, and lifting each other up in love. We thank you that your promises never fail as we continue on this journey. We commit our hearts, our plans, and our steps to you. We thank you for the gift of your grace and trust you with all that we are. Lord, we acknowledge that plans that you place in our hearts and the gift you have given us. We ask for boldness to step into them. We trust you that you have a purpose in every season. So help us not to grow weary, but to persevere. When we feel uncertain, remind us that you are steady, your love never changes, and your faithfulness is sure. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit which dwells within us, guiding us, convicting us, empowering us. Holy Spirit, we invite you to cultivate in us a deeper hunger for obedience, not as a duty, but as a delight. Let us be faithful even in the small things that we may be or we may see your hand move in powerful ways in our lives. We pray, too, for the strength to endure the trials that come when we choose obedience. Sometimes it feels like a narrow road, and sometimes we feel isolated. Remind us that you never abandon us. You walk beside us, and your love sustains us. In every step of obedience, may we find joy, and may we rest in assurance that you are working for our good. We thank you, Father, for this balance between obedience and faithfulness, for this invitation to walk with you every day. May we never forget that you have called us to a life that flourishes in obedience, anchored in faithfulness, and overflowing with love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Join us as we continue our 40-day journey to obedience for this Lenten season. Visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for the journey brochure and all our events. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this recording is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. And this information is on our website. I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.